This is Chris Parrish, Chief Investment Officer at Oak Harvest Financial Group, with the first edition in 2019 of Keeping You Connected to Your Money. Each week, we try to recap the prior week's events and share with you our views on the market. Also try to educate you a little bit along the way. This week, I wanted to entitle 2018, A Year of Emotional Investing. Just as a little recap, 2018 saw the beginning of the year start out with a almost 7.5% gain in January, driving the market up to what we believed were high PEs and high valuations. Market almost traded at 22 times earnings in January. Market kind of came back down very quickly in February and March as volatility started to increase, with the Federal Reserve deciding to accelerate their pace of interest rate tightenings. And the period up until late September showed the market rallying back to an all-time high. Market almost up 10% at the end of September, reaching 29.41. However, that market advance was only led by about 5 to 10 stocks, and almost all of those were technology stocks. The vast majority of stocks, sectors, and groups peaked way back in January. Names in the industrial space, names in the technology space, semiconductors, peaked way back in January and had spent about 8 months going down. Federal Reserve came out in October and said that they weren't near done tightening. Market didn't like that too much. And over the next 3 months, the market saw volatility spike dramatically. Market falling all the way from the peak in late September, early October, to the lows of the year on Christmas Eve, which was the worst Christmas Eve, I think, in the recorded history of the stock market. At that point in time, the market from peak to trough was down 20%, thus defining a bear market by all those educators and market historians. It ended the year down a little over 6% at 25.25. At the very bottom of the market, it was down 14% on the year, and that was on Christmas Eve. However, if you haven't been around for the last 3 or 4 weeks and you turned on the TV, as of Friday, the market was right back to where it was on December 14th. That was, I think, the last time we actually sent out an update. We've been in the midst of moving to our new headquarters near Memorial City Mall. And the team here wanted to wish you a happy new year. Wanted to invite you to come by and see the new headquarters. Come on in and chat with an advisor. We apologize for missing those few weeks. It's been a little hectic moving furniture around, getting systems up and running. But we've been here behind the scenes the whole time, trying to supervise your money. The outlook for the coming year, we're actually very bullish on the coming year. It's going to probably be a tale of two halves, with the first half being still volatile as earnings estimates have been coming down since the first quarter of 2018. But valuations have come down dramatically. As I said, they were up in the low 20s, 22, 23 times earnings in January of 2018. The lows in December, they got down to around 14 times earnings, which, given interest rates and given the economic environment, is very, very attractive. Our view is that although growth is slowing in 2019, we actually are closer to entering that Goldilocks period, which I know we've talked about in the past. It's not sexy. Goldilocks isn't sexy. It's boring. Goldilocks is 2 to 3% growth. It's when the dollar is declining. We saw the dollar peak actually in late December. It's been declining since then. The reverse of what we saw in January of 2018, when the dollar troughed and started rallying for the next 10 months. And in late December, we also started seeing oil starting to rally. And although Houston loves, you know, the energy markets and loves a big oil rally, stock market likes oil going up slightly or stable. They like to see a little inflation. It helps companies raise pricing to their customers, flow through to the bottom line, get earnings accelerating. So the fact that we already have two of those three kind of Goldilocks events out there is very bullish for what would be the second half of 2019. Right now, we're going to start up the earnings reporting period. So we're expecting a lot of volatility in single stocks, but we're seeing a lot of signs that the bad news that has been being anticipated by the market is already in a lot of sectors and individual companies. The group that peaked first all the way back in December 2017 is already rallying. I think year to date, it might be one of the best performing groups. The semiconductor group is one of the best performing year to date groups. Emerging markets has been a very good group year to date. And in fact, has actually been outperforming the S&P 500 since July of last year. Most people wouldn't believe that, but when you look back, emerging markets, I think since July 4th now, are pretty much flat, where the U.S. stock market's actually down 5 to 7% during that same time period. So the final piece that we're missing, and we don't think we'll probably see it until we get through the first quarter earnings, get through some more of this economic noise, you know, China deal with Trump or the government shutdown, we'll start to see it is we need a slightly rising interest rate environment in long-term treasury rates. So the Federal Reserve, as we've spoken in the past, controls short-term rates, borrowing costs there. But what the stock market likes is a slightly rising long-term rate. That means higher, slightly higher inflation, higher growth prospects in the future. So companies are expected to beat earnings down the road. So we're expecting the first half to be volatile, although not nearly as volatile as it's been. Volatility in 2018 went from essentially 10 to 36. Just in the past three weeks, the volatility has gone from 36 back down to 20. 20 is kind of a normal level for it. However, given the Federal Reserve has talked for the last 2 weeks about being more cautious about raising interest rates over 2019, there is a good chance that volatility continues to decline later in the year after we get out of this period of government shutdown and China trade negotiations. So this is Chris Paris with Oak Harvest Financial Group, keeping you connected to your money. Just want to remind you the most valuable investment advice we can give you is try to remain emotionally detached from your money. You know, keep an eye on it. We're keeping an eye on it every day. I know it's very hard, particularly with periods like October through December. But if you actually hadn't even looked at your accounts from December 14th through Friday of this week, you were in the same place you were in mid-December while you turned on the TV on Christmas Eve and it was people predicting the next collapse as in 2008, 2009. We do not expect that to happen anytime soon, years, possibly a decade later. Recessions happen, bear markets happen. We just went through one very quickly. They happen very quickly. Last year was a rotational bear market. There were many stocks, many groups that peaked way back in January, even though the stock market didn't peak till September. So just remember to keep in touch with your financial advisor. We're trying to keep in touch with you as much as possible. That's what this call is about. In the coming weeks, we're going to talk to you a little bit about the sectors and groups that we like in the year ahead and try to give you a little more specifics. So once again, this is Chris Paris, keeping you connected to your money with Oak Harvest Financial Group. Many blessings and Happy New Year.
Content contained within this Oak Harvest podcast is for informational purposes only and is based upon information current as of the time of recording. It should not be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell securities, nor is it tax or legal advice. Investments involve risk. Unless otherwise stated, particular investment returns are not guaranteed.